The swine flu scare may divert some travelers to Alaska. That's according to industry expert Mike Driscoll, who runs the publication Cruise Week. He talks to travel agents on a regular basis, and he says some are rebooking Mexico-bound tourists onto Alaska cruise ships. Driscoll says that could help an industry hit hard by the economic downturn.
That might just be a two-week blip. But it might be something longer. And if it's something longer, I think that would really help Alaska, because the nature of the whole situation, Alaska being a U.S. state, is viewed as being healthy, so comparatively. So it's rather appealing right now.
Alaska cruises might seem an unexpected replacement for trips south of the border, but Driscoll says they're similar in price and duration. Cruise lines have been reluctant to discuss the flu's possible impacts, but Driscoll says they're ready for onboard outbreaks if they happen.
There's 3,000 people in an enclosed environment. It's not an ideal situation, but they're very aware of how to handle flu situations. The staff is well trained in terms of, you know, keeping people quarantined in their cabins.
Cruise lines developed protocols for screening passengers and sanitizing ships after outbreaks of Norwalk-type viruses. Officials say those would easily apply to the swine flu. Alaska Travel Industry Association President Ron Peck says others have followed suit.
Some hotels have got some pretty specific mediation processes in terms of what kind of steps they need to take to clean up rooms where there may have been issues or concerns. And same with a lot of the motor coach operators have the same kind of thing. If they've identified someone who has been ill, they clean the motor coach out, sterilize it, and sanitize it also.
The association has sent a flu information bulletin to its 1,100 members that includes basics such as hand washing and letting visitors know that Alaska has up-to-date medical facilities. About 1 million cruise ship passengers are expected this summer. Another 700,000 or so other travelers will visit Alaska via plane, car, or RV.